Election Day is finally here. Remember, even if you're not registered to vote, you can still do that today. I'm Amanda Vinicky, and here's what's on the ballot. Illinois primary voters' top picks for president on both sides of the aisle, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, made it to the top of the ballot. Whoever wins the state will score a sizable 20 electoral college votes on their quest to 270. Another statewide contest will help determine whether Democrats seize control of the U.S. Senate from Republicans. GOP U.S. Senator Mark Kirk is trying to stave off a challenge from suburban Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth. Each of Illinois' 18 congressional seats are on the ballot, but there are only a few contested races that'll determine who's going to D.C. When it comes to the state legislature, Republicans, well-funded by Governor Bruce Rauner, are trying to cut into Democrats' supermajorities. How a couple dozen competitive races turn out could have ramifications on the budget battles expected ahead. Many of those contests are viewed as proxy wars between Rauner and the longtime Democratic Speaker of the Illinois House, Michael Madigan. But the matchup that best fits that description is the special election for comptroller. Rauner handpicked businesswoman Leslie Munger to fill a vacancy 2 years ago. Voters will decide whether Munger should keep the job for another 2 years or whether Chicago City Clerk Susana Mendoza, a former state representative, should get it. Voters will also decide whether to amend Illinois' constitution so that road funding gets a special priority. I'm Amanda Vinicky.